Hi, in this show we have Vox Pop for you. But before that, people who are not aware of what Vox Pop means, let me explain. So Vox Pop means taking up any existing issue and going to people and asking their opinion about that issue. So the issue we picked up for today is the roundabout at Sola Kitchen. So let's hear it from the Aravallians.
And then also people who stand there with water pistols and shoot them with water, those who don't take the right way, to create some awareness and about how it works, but in a fun way also.
So what do you want to install if you have a chance to install something over there? What do you wish?
Something
in the middle of the place.
Something green.
A good idea, what we could do in the roundabout is maybe put a tree. I think it obviously shouldn't be a big tree, but just like a bush, so that if we have big cars, lorries or buses, that it doesn't touch. Something that can be pruned. And regarding the safety of the roundabout, I think the best thing to do would be to put much bigger panels instructing and giving a better idea of how to use a roundabout.
A tree would be perfect. And then what I can say about the round, for sure it doesn't help so much when you are turning, so I don't see the use of, and I don't see the use of round in a place like Auroville, but...
That's just because most people, most of the locals, they never really been in a big city, and they don't really know how an actual roundabout works. So I think that has a lot to do with it, because I've seen all kinds of people mostly locals, just cutting and just going however they feel, but actually you really have to follow the way of the roundabout, no? And then I think it can actually be quite useful. Because it can actually avoid accidents if you follow the way the proper way of the roundabout. But education. Bigger signs and maybe you just have to show people which way to go, and if we should tell people that if they see people. Yeah, in the schools also. If they see people not following the roundabout the way they're supposed to follow it, then they would start to learn slowly.
And there's a place in between the circle.
Yeah.
So if you have given an opportunity to install something over there, so what do you think you wanted to install?
Well, something that doesn't attract too much attention, because then people might get distracted, and while when they're driving, that's never a good thing. Maybe some grass or something.
I think the light is a good idea, but integrate a light with a sculpture or something that would be and then maybe underneath. I filled out my thing on Oranet, it could be on the ground an Auroville symbol. And then a tree coming out with a light, or a sculpture with a light integrated or something, because I think a light is a good idea there. My comment on the roundabout is that it's definitely better. The situation now is better than it was, for sure. Because at least now everybody converges in a central point. And before, there were people coming into that area, but not at a central converging point. It was just coming from all different directions, and... So I think the situation is better, but what I don't understand is the middle part that raises up, and I think that's dangerous, because from what I've heard, in some places in the West they have that, but in the West there are a lot of cars, so it's four wheelers, and so there, of course, when you're on four wheels, it gets your attention, because the car will tilt. But without being dangerous. So it gets your attention and makes you go on the outside. But on two-wheelers, I think it's actually not a very smart thing to have integrated. It doesn't really fit the context.
Yeah. Okay, so technically, I think it's a really good idea. But the fact that we do not have anyone to patrol the place and tell people what to do, everyone is just doing what they want. And the biggest problem is that slope that comes down. Yeah. It cuts off half the road. So when you're going and you're behind a car, you kind of can't really do anything. You're always pushed off to the side and stuff. And for the middle of it, I think they should make a nice fountain. We need more water around Orville, and I think that'd be really cool. So, but technically, I think it's a very good idea. Roundabouts are, if people follow the rules of the road, then it's a very good idea. But somehow, it has to be, let's say, policed. Not policed, but meaning someone telling people what to do and how to do it. Because, yeah, that's about it.
So here we have Jan, the architect who designed the roundabout. So let's hear it from him.
I'm Jan. I'm here in Orville since 30-odd years. I'm an engineer. I work with road service.
How did roundabout start? What was the idea behind it?
Well, I got involved in this road work about 4 years ago. And obviously this crossing in front of Solar Kitchen always was there to draw attention because it's one of the busiest roads in Oroville. We have a lot of external traffic from the local villages. Oroville traffic frequents it. It's a lot. And we have the Solar Kitchen, which is kind of one of the few, beside being a kitchen, but it's also a little bit of a social center meeting point. So we started looking at this crossing about 3 years ago and thought, how can we build something there to improve the traffic safety and to make it also nice, because it's like the entrance to Oroville, or to the inner part of Oroville a little bit. So we came up with some first designs and discussed it with Lavinia, and what you see today as a result of that.
So it's only your idea, or it's a group of people who came up with roundabout?
No, it was more group work. It was the previous group in Lavinia. At that time, there were I don't know, the new Lavinia came into place maybe 2 years ago or 3 years ago. I'm not so good on the dates, but the previous Lavinia already, Gerard and Andy, they basically commissioned the first work to do some concepts on this crossing. So they gave a lot of input, and then the current Lavinia group, they took it up, and again we received more input. when we published it in the News and Notes, we also got some input from residents there. As far as possible, we incorporated that. So it's teamwork.
So, after you built the roundabout, did they have any vehicle check on the road? How is it, and by the government or by the people of the resident?
I think what road service has done is they have done, somebody has sat there for a few days, and they have seen how it is being received by the people using it. Are they following the rules of the roundabout? Means it's supposed to be taken clockwise. Yeah. And the traffic, the audience should also know what is the rules. Maybe that's an opportunity to share that.
Exactly.
So once you enter the roundabout, you have right of way, and you should circle it only in a clockwise manner, and of course slow and carefully. So road service made a kind of a survey and just noted down how many people are using it in the good way, and is there people shortcutting. Especially when you come from the Certitude side and then you want to go towards Vikas, there is a could be kind of a tendency that people would just take the direct right. And in that case, they would be driving the wrong way.
So what was the result of the survey?
I have not seen the full result, but we got also other feedback by email. So people comment on how they experience the roundabout. What they feel is good, what they feel is not so good, that there should be changes. There's, I must have about 30, 40 emails like that.
So we conducted a vox pop, going to people and asking what is their opinion, how is this roundabout working, is it dangerous or not. So most of their answers were like, it is not used in a proper way, people have to be educated, and no one follows the rules, and there's a slope. I think that slope is not needed. That was people's opinion. So what do you want to tell them about this roundabout? Do you think it's the It's the people who's not following the rules, or do you think something could be changed a bit in that, or what do you want to tell the people?
Well, up front, I think anything that you do can always be improved. Nothing is perfect, and hopefully we the grace also to accept if something needs to be improved to change it. There's a few things at present still with the roundabout. It's not fully finished. Mm. There's some work, for example, now there's an entrance for Kailash, which is going directly into the roundabout, and this was not planned like that, and this is supposed to be changed because it creates factually a fifth leg to the four-legged roundabout. Yeah. So that makes it quite dangerous. People going to and from Kailash, they use the raised pedestrian crossing with their motorcycles. So there's supposed to be a separate entrance for Kailash outside the area of the roundabout. There's still signboards that need to be changed. For example, when you come from the kindergarten side, you have a signboard pointing you to take a right towards Solar Kitchen. This is an old signboard. The correct way is to take the roundabout. Mm-hmm. So you go left and then take the roundabout. So there's some things still that are misleading and that are in the works, and road service is going to rectify that. With a raised or let's say slanted area in the roundabout, this is actually a design feature. This is not my own idea. This is a design feature that's being incorporated in a lot of roundabouts. It's called semi-drive over. And the reason for this raised part is that if people, for example, would come from Certitude driving towards kindergarten, people like to go very fast as possible, and they could just speed straight through. So this raised area serves a little bit like a speed hump. It encourages them to slow down. The same thing is with a raised pedestrian crossing. Fact is that there is always accidents in areas, and especially a busy crossing like that, you will probably have some accident at one point, and it's the speed that makes all the difference. If you have an accident at 25 kilometer per hour, you are maybe a little bit injured, and that's a pity and so, but if you have an accident with 50, 60 kilometer per hour, you might be severely injured. So everything is about slowing down people. There's more time to react to other traffic, and the whole thing becomes safer.
So, if you have given a chance again to go do some changes, what kind of changes would you like to do to the roundabout?
I would like to see those changes I mentioned before, the completion of the roundabout, to be implemented. So, in particular, the pedestrian crossing, the cycle passes haven't been put in yet because pedestrians and cyclists are not supposed to enter the roundabout. Then it would be nice to see how it works. The signboards have to be modified.
And do you think the roundabout is compact? And
well, I looked at it from the aspect of when you enter Oroville, all our other roads are 4.50 meters, maximum 5 meters wide. So it's a question of policy. What size of vehicles do we actually want to have inside Oroville? And it doesn't make sense to design a roundabout at the entrance of Oroville where you can drive with a huge, I don't know, 60, 80-seater bus, and then you reach the Crown Road and you can't move anymore, or the rest of the traffic has to move off the road. So the idea is that large buses like that, that they actually takes a route to a visitor center, takes a parking place there, then people have to transfer to smaller vehicles. We cannot deal with large vehicles. For the motorized traffic that we have, 90%, 95%, I think the size is fully adequate. Our design vehicle was a school bus, which is a 40-seater bus that comes 3-4 times per day on the roundabout. And of course, ambulance and maybe fire brigade or something should be able to pass easily. And anything larger, it has to slow down very much. It's possible for a large bus to pass, but we don't encourage it.
So what do you have to comment about the culture of the drivers over here?
Well, until now, I think Actually, I'm quite happy. I was expecting more people to not accept the rules of the roundabout. Whenever I go there and I stop a little bit and observe it, I would say 9 out of 10 or even more really follow the rules. I'm quite happy with it. The one thing that I'm a little bit sad about is that the center island is very bleak. It was something beautiful because for me, aesthetically, the roundabout looks actually very nice. Much better than the old awful thing we had. And the thing with the center island for the design, some considerations have to be given. It should not obstruct the view.
So when we asked people, they few told there could be a fountain, and few told there could be a small tree, and yeah. Few of them told a very nice sculpture or something. So
the thing is, if it's something very nice that takes your attention away from the actual traffic, that would not be desirable.
Yeah.
It would not be desirable, for example, a fountain, because people might be tempted to go onto the central island, play around, children, that we wouldn't want that. My idea would be three nice trees, like Flame of the Forest. That's very slow growing, looks beautiful when it's in flower, doesn't take much water, and also cows and so are not attracted to it. So something like that, but to make it look beautiful, I would really hope that happens soon.
So do you have to say, so far we have got so many comments from the people. Few say it's good, few say it's bad and all. So what do you have to tell them?
I would say let's continue trying it out and review it in, you know, another 2-3 months, how it works,
yeah.
How people feel about it. But I would also tell them, put yourselves in the shoes of other traffic participants. Because when we design something like that, it's to be primarily safe for everybody. And when you're driving in your little car and you're faced with a lorry, you feel the weaker one. But when you're driving your motorcycle and you're faced with a car, you feel even weaker than that. And finally, we have pedestrians, we have cyclists. So from all those aspects, it may appear that it's dangerous if you go on the inner slope fast in the rain, but the idea is also you're not supposed to go fast. And if everybody slows down and respects each other a little bit, I think it's going to be a good thing to have. And it's made out of pavers, so the advantage of those is when people agree they don't like it, we can always take it off again.
Thank you. It was great having you here.
Most welcome, Pritika.